All right, Diana, howdy, howdy.
Open sound, hang on.
I can hear you, where are you?
Damn it. Sorry, I'm having trouble with my audio. Let me fix it real quick.
Okay, we hear you, but you're not hearing us.
There it is.
Okay, okay. Got it?
There it is, I got it.
Okay, good. Fantastic. Okay, sorry. So you have... What happened? Oh, Gail. I'm on the wrong one. Gail's not coming, so let me close hers. I'm like, what? You just did yours in October. Why? Okay, let me close Gail because she's not going to make it. And then Hanori is coming later. So I'm just going to move you so that we have them in the same order. This is Diana. Okay. Sorry, I'm being a little bit OCD here.
No problem.
I like to keep them in the order that I do them. That way, if I want to go back and reference anything. All right, so I think this is yours as well. I don't know why there's so many. You had a lot of reports made, so I just opened them all, but I don't think I need all. I think I just need the most recent one. Okay, Diana.
Yes.
All right, so there's... yours. Okay, cool. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, you just went. I know you just went. Why do we not have that? Yeah, so, oh, good, you marked everything.
I was playing.
Yay! Cool. So when we look at this, we see, you know, this is a little on the high side. So you're a candidate for getting your blood sugar meter or getting the little patch things. How do you have a blood sugar meter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Been testing since March.
You've been using it since March?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what's been going on then with that?
Well, I did the sweet spot. Couldn't do the reset because I didn't have enough veggies.
That's right.
So I skipped that. But we've been eating on that program and removing all the things that we shouldn't be eating. I had actually not gotten my first A1C until May. And that was that first test up there. I got an A1C in there. It was 5.9. Discussed it with my physician's assistant at the clinic, and he denied that I had any problems whatsoever.
5.9? He said no problem? That's outside of the lab range.
Right. We've already talked about that. Yeah. I fired him. And then I was pretty much helpless with no help. Then I signed up for this because that's obvious that's what I needed.
Yeah.
I do have it down to 5.3 as of yesterday. So we are making a lot of progress.
Yes.
I have the garden all summer and really have been watching everything. That's where I'm at with that.
Is the 90 indicative of typically what you're finding when you're measuring in the morning?
No, it's usually coming down into the 80s. The 84 was actually closer to what my current average is.
Okay.
Although that was a fasting test, since Linda and I went out to dinner the night before, there was probably a few things I ate I shouldn't have, but I was celebrating my birthday, so.
Okay, so that would indicate, plus you're away, the stress, you know, right. So if you're monitoring and your fastings are tending to be in the 70s and 80s, then, you know, not a big deal, especially since you're 5.3. So it's just keep on.
Right.
And just stay away from the stuff that elevates it. And stress elevates it. I would have loved to see your glucose monitored before you got in the car to go on 3-hour drive. And then once you arrived, because that alone could elevate it. I did this recently back in September. And I got home. I had just had been away and they were, you know, getting stuff together. But I measured my glucose before I left the house, going to a Laura Fine event down about a half an hour away, supposedly a half an hour, took me an hour to get there. I left at rush hour. I normally don't drive in there. I measured my glucose. When I left the house, it was 68. Yay, beautiful. I got there, it was 92.
Yep. Oh, I definitely discovered that. I discovered that while I was doing the sweet spot testing. I was just the least little bit of stress. I was 180, even without eating anything.
Yeah. So this just goes to show, you know, the pillars are so important, right? Mm-hmm. And the fun pillar that we're working on now is really helpful for reducing stress, like laughter. I just keep reading these articles and hearing people talking about the effects of laughter. Right? Yep. Just belly laughs. Like, get some of those funny YouTubes. If you want to look at some cute ones, Cute Babies. It's called Cute Babies. Mila and Emma. And they're these little 2.5-year-olds that say the most precious things, and I just laugh my head off with them. They're totally hysterical. So that is a good piece for keeping that piece in check. So as we look at this, we've got a bunch of malabsorption markers here, right? The bun and the creatinine. The uric acid is on the low side, which usually indicates some sort of deficiency. So we're going to see if other things compare. Like, we're not going to take one of these and go, oh, you have a B12 and folate deficiency based on this. No, it's like, what are the clusterings that we're seeing, right? Yeah. What are the clusterings? And that's what the software does as it puts that together.
I should mention before you go too much further, we went down on Tuesday because of weather. We were supposed to originally go on Thursday. This is only a partial set of results. This is not the complete test results.
Okay, so more is coming.
Much more is coming. There's a lot of pieces missing. I got to tell you why. The reason I got the partial test results is that I got a phone call yesterday at 12 o'clock from Dr. Alan Hopkins. Because of some of my numbers, they were critical. And that's why he released the partial test results. But you've only got a few things here. My platelets were at 17.
Oof.
And the red count is screaming bright red.
Okay.
All of the red cells. He is very concerned, and he called me because they normally don't release the results until they're complete.
Well, it's complete.
Now, the other one was that I had to go to Direct Labs to get the fibrinogen test and the aldosterone. And what was the other one I got? And one other one that were not in the panels. Those have not come back yet. My blood has a clumping problem. Remember you asked me, had anybody ever run a fibrinogen?
Yes.
No, they haven't. So I'm still waiting for that one. But the numbers are starting to creep very, very high.
Okay.
So Dr. Allen basically wanted me to look at the possibility of polycythemia vera, which is a red blood cell cancer. And he said that the platelets problem may be for what he called satellitism and an IgG antibody that is attacking the platelet membranes and destroying platelets.
Okay.
Now, he wants me to get a hold of a hematologist. I don't have one anywhere near me in the state of Idaho. I'd probably have to go to Utah. But he said I could probably find one with telemedicine.
Good.
Now, that was basically the reason for his call yesterday and the reason we have these test results today. There's also a cardio IQ that I did in August up there and a Dutch test I did at the end of June. So anyway, at the moment, we've got a slight emergency. There's one other thing because of the clumping problem and not knowing what went on. When we went for the blood draw, I always have to tell the lab tech to make sure that they draw the blood in the citrate tube, which is a blue top, not the EDTA. And that is one of the things with this platelet problem he mentioned is that the EDTA reacts with that membrane problem. The IgG, okay? There's a relationship in there. So we actually are getting quite a few of the keys to the puzzle. But when I told them that they did do the draw with the blue top tubes, they replaced all of the tubes that were purple top with blue, and they draw them appropriately. But when I think what may have happened is that when all of those test tubes got to Seattle, the lab techs didn't pick that up, and I think they went ahead and tested a purple top EDTA tube. Which may be, that's exactly what happens when they use a purple top, is that my platelets are unreadable or they come out in that screaming red.
But you said they drew them in the...
They did draw them in the blue top tubes.
I think they moved them to a...
When they fly the tubes to Seattle and it's the reading of all the tests are actually done at Quest Lab central location in Seattle.
Okay.
So I am thinking that possibly what happened is that the lab in Seattle, when the techs pulled the tube to start actually doing the test, they pulled the purple instead of the blue. They didn't realize that. So somewhere, I think they're that.
That's why you think it's low. All right. So okay, Alan, so I'm not Dr. really. Just, called you personally. So it was
yes, him. Dr. Alan called me personally. We talked for about 20 minutes.
Okay, I'm gonna.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's very big.
Yeah, but this is the closest you've come to anybody even explaining what might be going on.
Right. But right now the red cells are screaming so fast and the percentage is jumping so high. It's so quickly. It jumps quite a few percent. And if you get down to the red cells, you'll see it's screaming red everywhere. Polycythemia is actually listed in there.
Yeah. And I don't consider polycythemia a cancer. It's a disorder.
Right. It is called a red cell blood cancer. Even Dr. Hopkins mentioned that. I did a little bit of research yesterday. I didn't have a lot of time, but it did kind of make sense. So that's a possibility. I did have the
polycythemia showing up all throughout here. So
yeah, it is. So the other thing is that we had worked with the chronic lymphocytic leukemia that we thought I had back in 2012. So there's definitely some things going on with my bone marrow, and it could have easily switched. Who knows, mutated, whatever. But that apparently was the screaming red issue of the day, but there's still tons of other things going on because we haven't got the rest of the test results. So if you actually use the May test results, you can see some of the other things that I was concerned about.
And these numbers were off then, see?
Yep, they were.
Nobody said anything about polycythemia to you?
Not yet.
I mean, it's clear, right? I'm looking at this right away. It's all showing.
I'm also dealing with a physician's assistant that's about 30 years old.
Okay.
Well, I was. I fired him. I had to.
Yeah.
I just looked at all my charts for the blood sugar and the glucose and said, I don't even have prediabetes. No, there's no problem there.
And he didn't say, what did he say about these numbers? These are off the charts.
He just said, yeah, they're high because you smoke.
Yeah, and we've got to get that under control.
Well, I'm working. Oh, I did get the tobacco and the tincture is brewing. That was the first stop on Idaho Falls was to get the tobacco so I could do that. I got 100% organic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's under construction.
So you're making a tincture so that you can wean yourself, kind of like the patch concept.
Correct. Yeah. Because I'm allergic to the patches. So
right.
Anyway, we got everything going. So
okay. Because the rest of these numbers, your neutrophils look, you know, your white blood cells look fine.
At the moment, yeah. That's the first time. So the May test actually is the first time that my lymphocytes have been in the normal range. They hover right under 4,000. 4,000 is the marker for the chronic lymphocytic leukemia. As soon as it hits that, then we start getting real excited because it jumps really rapidly from there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been in that 3,900 range for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And been much higher too.
And been higher. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So these numbers all look good. So this stuff, yeah, okay. I think the platelets are going to have to be retested just to verify that that's indeed.
I have already, I thought about that after I talked to Dr. Allen, and I did send him an email and mentioned, is there any way to check with the lab to make sure they actually did use the blue top tube, the sodium citrate tube, and not accidentally pull the purple tube, the EDTA?
Yeah.
Because that could be the answer for the
platelets. Could be why, because that's a massive drop.
I know, that's an ambulance trip to the hospital for a platelet transfusion, anything under 20.
Yeah, so I think it's probably not accurate.
I agree perfectly.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we know the smoking, you're working on that, and that makes such major differences in everything, and this is serious. Right. So whatever it takes. And I know you said that whenever you've quit, you've had massive headaches, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't go away. So I discussed that with Dr. Allen for a few minutes yesterday also. And he says he's not quite so concerned about the red cell count being high from smoking so much as that it's the increase. It's the huge rise. So,
but the huge rise, the red cell count did not go up much. The rest has been up.
It's been rising, but it took a big jump between May and this week.
But I'm seeing 6.22 to 6.25.
Right. We'll go down to what's the one called? The 16.8 to the 17.3.
Yeah.
And that's, if it changes at all, it goes up like 0.1 at a time. This is over a period of like 6 years.
Okay.
Before that, it wasn't high. So it was the, everything got messed up.
And this has been high for how long? What was the first time that you noticed this being this way?
Well, it's been high, but it's only crept up by 0.1 increments. And this time it jumped by a half a point, half by 50%.
Hemoglobin. But I'm just wondering, when was the first time that this red blood cell count so high showed up? Was it when you had the leukemia? Was it before that? Was it creeping up slowly after that? Well, it would be worth to look at your, to get some old labs.
It's been the 6 years since the CLL.
It's been the 6 years. Okay.
It's been consistently. Before that, it was just slightly high. I mean, it was like maybe 0.1 over into the high area.
Okay.
And then it would start taking the bigger jumps 6 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, this has to be, let me see what else you have here. You have a Dutch coming, right?
It's already done. Okay. You've got results from the one I did in June.
Okay.
Just got the new one to do. So.
Good. Don't do it yet.
No, I wasn't going to.
Yeah. And your serum B12 is high. Okay. Do you have your gold lab assessment appointment set up with me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's for November the 27th. That was the first available one. I signed up real early.
Okay, so. We'll see if we can get you sooner than that.
Okay. I was wondering.
Yeah. I have specific spots that I reserve to actually try to get work done, like writing and, all this stuff. But I'll look at that to see what I can offer you.
I see Drina. Hi, Drina. Thank you for all the hard work you did today.
Your ferritin's a little on the high side. A1C, that's the major thing. I mean, lipoprotein A.
Lipoprotein A is good. The LPA is good anyway.
Yeah.
Because I did the cardio IQ in August. The LDLs are horrible. But the triglycerides were in the normal area. Yay! That's thanks to sweet spots. First time that's been normal.
Yeah. Because everything, looks pretty good other than the red cell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your thyroid 1.77. You're about a little bit of a conversion issue here.
Mm-hmm.
It could be selenium.
Yeah, sort of.
It could be, whoops, somebody's needs to be muted.
No, that's okay.
Sheila. Looks Sheila? Nice. Yeah.
All right, let me. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, conversion issue here, stress will do that. Estrogen dominance. We'll look at your, we'll look at some of the other factors, but it could be selenium.
On the Dutch test, my testosterone was too low. And, on this, one of these came out the estradiol and the progesterone both came out out of whack. Can't remember. Okay. So we started to get some of those back now on the serum.
Yeah, we'll look at the Dutch because it's a functional.
Dr. Rita Marie.
Yes.
In the blood chem software, with you mentioning the selenium, it was definitely one of the higher recommendations. B1 and B6 were also the others.
Yeah, I was just going to say B6 based on this, these the ASG. So we'll look at the blood chem software. So let's see that one. Patient report. Okay, good. Whoops, there was an error. Retrying. Let me try this.
Of course.
Yeah, there it is. All right. So this is all your analysis stuff. So probability of dysfunction. Interesting. Why is it only showing red cell dysfunction is 26%? That's insanity.
We don't even have a fourth of the tests back yet, so some of these numbers are totally off. That was the first thing I noticed.
When we put them in, Drina, we want to make sure we put them in on the same date as this, even if it was done a day or two apart, or it comes back saying that, because that way we'll get it, like it'll all be the November. Sometimes you know, you get the tests back and they run them a couple of days apart, but it's best to put them in the software. Otherwise you get all these fragmented little crazy reports. So when we get them in,
I couldn't see how to do that. I mean, I tried for it all to be in October because I put all of the blood numbers in, but I could not figure out how to make it come up where everything would show side by side what that actually was. There is one in here out of the three or four that I loaded.
Yeah.
So there may be one if you can see the others.
Here they are.
Okay.
Yeah, those made more sense.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is when you go back in, like when new results come,
okay,
make sure you go edit October 11th to add them.
Okay.
That way they'll all show up in this column comparatively. Otherwise, you'll see a fragment of October 11th, October 13th, and it'll all be.
Okay. So I didn't realize I just hit edit. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, you just hit edit on that one. Yeah. So this is where you compare them side by side. All right. I'm a little confused by the fact that it didn't flag red blood cell as an issue up there. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't say maybe, you know, so this is software, right? It's computers. You have to use our own knowledge and interesting, but, see what other things it might flag. So it shows blood sugar. I mean, it shows here like you're perfectly fine, healthy. No worries. Don't, you know, just right. Doing what you're doing. But yeah, I would have expected to see the blood. I think the one up here showed. No, here it is. Just seeing your red blood cell function. Why is that 25%? It's kind of weird and wacky. So then you don't have all the details.
Right. We're missing.
Let me look at the, look at this one. If this is the practitioner report. Let's see if there's anything in more detail here. A lot of the same stuff, but then there's some additional. I'm just looking to see. It should have flagged that big time. That's that should have been flagged hugely.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to mention that this was only a partial report because that's the only thing I could think of that would have affected the software is it was looking for other numbers and they weren't there. So that
lowered
things.
Unless this report was done before.
Well, there they are, right there.
Yeah.
Those top three.
Yeah. Well, so much for, you know, software, it's going on averages.
Yeah. And there's the platelets down there in the toilet.
Yeah, so these should have been flagged, like, urgent, like on here when they list them. Yeah, it has the little danger sign here. But it's very interesting that it didn't catch it over here. As far as nutrients, B6, selenium, and thiamine. Do you take any of those as supplements?
No, they're in my multi.
Okay. So you clearly probably need more. As far as selenium, if you eat Brazil nuts, do you?
Oh, I take a supplement. I think it's 200 micrograms or milligrams.
200 micrograms of selenium?
Yeah, I take that at night, yeah. I take most of my minerals at night, except for the chromium and then whatever small quantities are in the multi.
Okay. Yeah, I think clearly we've got to get answers on the rest of this stuff. You know, I don't want to start mucking with your supplement. I want to look at your supplements. That's why I want to get you
here. They're all uploaded.
Yeah, I'm going to look at my calendar and see what we can do to get you in sooner than that because I want to see you soon.
Okay. I expect that next week we'll have the rest of the results in sometime.
Okay.
So
probably the week after. Next week I'm completely booked, but probably the week after I can find some spot? Or how flexible are you into evening times?
I'm flexible anytime. Okay. And work outside the home.
Right. So if it has to be
winter, so we'll make I'm in at dark. So, and it gets dark pretty early now.
All right. So evening's probably better for you.
Right.
I flag some here. I'm just surprised it didn't flag them as one of the dysfunctions. So yeah, let's get on with you. I'm going to reach out to Alan too and just kind of get straight from the horse's mouth his concerns and what his recommendations are.
I did my best to take notes.
You did a great job. But, you know, clearly it just frustrates me that nobody has flagged that as a possibility for you before. Like,
I don't have doctors up here. I haven't had a doctor in 14 years.
Yeah. So you see the value of doing these, like marking these. Like here you should have done these. I'm going to just change these. These are orange.
Are we supposed to flag them the color? Okay.
Yeah, you flag them the color. That way while you're looking at the side thing, you're going, wow, there's a lot of stuff that's pointing to polycythemia or dehydration or whatever else. Right. For the most part, when it flags it as possibility of polycythemia, I'm like, nah, you know, it's dehydration. It's just mild. I'm looking at this going, yeah.
One of the other things that seemed to interesting, that seemed to match with symptoms was hemochromatosis. There was one of these numbers. I don't remember what it was.
Well, ferritin.
The ferritin one. Yeah.
Ferritin isn't that high that I would be really suspicious.
And we don't have the iron one to go with it, so.
Yeah. We don't know those, right?
Right.
But this is clearly the red blood cells. I mean, they're too similar in manifestations, but one is the excess ferritin and the other is that the blood cells are thick. And that's the concern, is that when you've got that much viscosity and increased thickness to your blood, you're at a higher risk, right? Blood pressure and cardiovascular and all that. And that's what we really need to figuring out.
Now, when I was battling with the chronic lymphocytic leukemia, my platelets were low, even in the blue citrate. That was one of the, I had a bleeding problem with, I cut myself, you know, just gently with a knife, what would normally have clotted and with direct pressure in 5 minutes was still bleeding 2 hours later. So there was a platelet disorder at that time. So there's that IgG antibody may be involved in that. But there was something definitely going on there with my platelets. But when they would draw it in the purple top tube, it would come back clumped. So there's definitely some weird stuff going on.
There's weird stuff going on with your blood cells.
And the PAs did the best they could to deal with it. But then he retired on me like 4 years ago. And then I had no doctor at all. Now I've got a new PA, but he's real young and very inexperienced. And like I said, he denied I had anything with blood sugar, even showed him all the stuff I did with Sweet Spot for months.
So we will, I'll get with you. I'm going to look on the break and I'll get back with you with a couple of dates and we'll get that put on. And then we'll go through this in more detail. I want to make sure you have all the rest of the test facts so that when we get together and that I have time to talk to Alan about it. I'm actually going to see him next weekend so I can chat with him a little bit about it.
That's fantastic. Okay. Well, I don't want to take up anybody's time. People that got real test results. The only reason I wanted to come in was because of this little emergency crisis here.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for bringing it to my attention and we'll make sure we get you on the calendar. So what I want to do is take a little break. We've been going for almost 2 hours and give everybody a chance, like 20 minutes to stretch your legs, get something to eat, and all that. And then we're coming back with, let me look at my sheet. So I've got Marcia's done. Diana's done. Is Barbara on? Barbara. I don't see Barbara. Barbara is on. So we're going to go to Barbara. You're going to be next.
Barbara's here.
Okay. You're going to be next. Now, Barbara, then Sandy.
Okay.
And then
what time?
Let's get back. It's 4. Let's get back at 10 after 12 here. So what is that by you? Like 6 something or? What time is it there now, Barbara?
I can't. Just a second.
It's in 20 minutes, Barbara.
20 minutes.
Yeah. It is 18:50 here.
18, which is 50. Like 4, no, 6.
6:50.
6:50, so basically 7:10.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, yeah. We'll see you all in a little bit.
Dr. Rita Marie, this is Eva. I have another appointment, so if I don't get back on it in time, then I really appreciate the information today. So
great. Hope you get back on. We'll be going till 5, so whenever you get back in, you can do it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so I'm going to stop recording.